This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the vibe this morning? 585-252-9800 is the vibe check on PXY. What's up? It's Moose. It's Breezy. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
Mimi is here. She said, vibes are up. Getting a pedicure this afternoon. Gotta keep those toes on point.
That's what's up. People look down before they look up.
You look down before you look up.
Majority of the time I do, yes.
Gotta check out those toesies. You know what I'm saying?
It's so important. Attention to detail.
Yeah. Who else is here? Katie's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. Trying out that new place. Martine this afternoon, or that tonight, I should say. And I'm really excited because I've heard nothing but great things.
I've heard wonderful things about it.
Everyone's like, oh my God, I gotta get my
team. Where is it? South Wedge?
Yeah. It's like a cocktail lounge. Who else is here? Oh, of course. Chrissy's here. Chrissy says, only 1 month out until my wedding. Very excited.
That's what's up. Hey.
Get it, Chrissy?
The wedding bells are ringing. Not a lot of December weddings, is there? People just don't like the snow. And I'll tell you what, though. I've been to one winter wedding, and their photos, I'm not saying it was great, but their photos came out phenomenal.
Yeah.
You get some really pretty photos.
It's freezing.
It's got, yeah, I know. The bride is wearing sheepskin.
Very cold.
Who else is here? Let's get to one more person.
Lindsay's here. She says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm okay this morning. Not great, but I'll make it.
Well, we appreciate you kicking your day off with us. Thank you, Lindsay.
What about you, Vibes?
Turn that frown upside down. Pretty good. I mean, how can I not be? We have our company chili cook-off today.
I know. They should honestly call it the Breezy cook-off because I won last year and I brought it back. So
yeah, we're very familiar with the white turkey chili. You know, and the thing was...
Not turkey. Chicken.
White chicken chili.
Yep.
You know, last year was great because there wasn't just chili people were making. People were bringing in, like, obviously cornbread. Our engineer, Derek, made his famous cookies. I don't know what type of, I don't know what he put in there, crack, but those things were the most addictive cookies I've ever had in my life. So
when someone writes special ingredient, I'm so good. I don't have to try that. I'm so good on that.
Special ingredient.
Yeah. Like somebody wrote, what did they say? Meatballs in a special red sauce.
Okay. I saw that. Right. Right.
Okay.
You know, here's the thing. We all have to trust each other that the food you're making at home was prepared in a clean environment. Because there's going to be a lot of food.
Frank, what's the special red sauce? Please enlighten me.
Oh, is that Frank our sales guy? Mm-hmm.
Oh, Danger's making chili?
Yeah, Danger makes a hell of a, our boss makes a hell of a chili. And, you know, I made a really good chili last year, and I was super proud of it. And
Derek's not even making cookies this year. He's making pulled chicken.
Oh, that's boring. My chili didn't even get on the map last year, so decided not to. I'm not cooking it.
Mine was a what they call a bleh. So, absolutely. Yes. Wow.
Breezy voted for herself 100 times over, but that's why they changed the rules this year.
Yeah, they were pissed.
They changed the
rules. RGM's like, not under my watch is Breezy winning anything.
I know.
I'm like, okay.
All right. Thank you guys for the good vibes this morning. Appreciate that. Some of you are very familiar with the video that's circulating showing a Brighton woman confronting the man she says broke into her car. And the response that this thief gave this woman apparently made it all better. I'll share what you the exchange that took place between them coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. Stay there.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800. 98.5,
the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Some of you are very familiar with the video that is circulating showing a Brighton woman confronting the man she says was breaking into her car the day she was moving into her brand new apartment complex. Just great timing. And she kept her car locked. But Brighton police say many owners are forgetting to lock their doors, which honestly, I don't even think matters at this point. But a video shows a packed silver Hyundai Elantra and a driver in a white Elantra on the right parked next to it. And you also see two neighbors confronting the two guys stealing this woman's vehicle. By the way, this was this past Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in broad daylight. She says, I was moving in. My car, which was full of my stuff, was sitting there and I hear banging noises. I look out the window and there's a car parked next to mine. And two guys, a guy was with a mask on, was bashing in the handle of my car. She started screaming a few obscenities out the window at him from her stairwell. And then she tells him, get away from my car. And she comes running down the stairs. She says, yes, I was rather foolish because I went right at him. And she walked right up to them and told them to back off. And the guy who was stealing the car responded with, whoa, is this your car? And she says, it's definitely not yours. And the thief responded with, well, just go ahead and call your insurance company. Like, it's easy to do. He's in the middle of stealing this poor woman's car. She's telling them to back off, and he's like, don't worry about it. Just get a hold of your insurance company. They'll take care of it for you. And then they drive off. This poor woman's deductible is $1,000. Like it's so easy. So her complex is one where Brighton police say they're seeing a huge increase of cars being broken into that are unlocked. But in this woman's case, the car was totally locked, but you know, that wasn't stopping these thieves. So
with all of her stuff in it.
Yeah.
Perfect. Love it.
In the middle of moving into her new place. So these suspects show up to these parking lots and they're walking around checking for cars the same way they did for me last week and my vehicle. And they might be checking Kias and Hyundais, but they're trying all of them. They're checking other vehicles. So Brighton police are encouraging you to please remember to lock your doors. And make sure you take valuables out of your car.
Make sure you lock your doors so they can smash your window. Perfect.
No word if they even found the two suspects, but it was all caught on camera.
I'm sure they haven't. They could literally have their social security number and be like, I can't get them. Sorry.
So frustrating, man, for so many people.
There's nothing we can do. Our hands are tied. Okay, perfect.
You know, the police are just as fed up as the owners of these vehicles because, you know, I'm almost positive they probably rather do some real police work. And this is all they have to worry about for the last year. It sucks. I really feel for these people. I just had to go through it last week and it was such a pain in the ass, you know. Coming up on the show, let's clear the air this morning. We like doing this early because along with our listeners, we find it extremely therapeutic before we start the day. So there I said it is coming up. Send us your unpopular opinions and messages to 585-252-9800. We'll get to them next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98BXY.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. What is your unpopular opinion this morning? Let's clear the air, Breeze.
Let's do it.
Let's go over to our friend Rich here who says, trick-or-treating is not just for kids, and yes, I'm 32, and I fully plan on dressing up next month and getting free candy. There, I said it.
I don't think that holiday's for you. I don't.
That's what you gotta do.
I love you so much. You are not getting tickets to that show. I am so sorry. That is not it. That is simply not it.
32? What's that look like? Rich, what are you going to dress up as?
That's a great way to end up on a list.
Text us back. What are you going to dress up as? Disguise himself as a 12-year-old.
Like that guy on Snapchat that you thought.
I know.
I'm sorry, guys. Bear with me.
Where was that, by the way? What school district was that in? Where a Hilton teacher was disguising himself as a 13-year-old on Snapchat, chatting up little kids.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going live on video with them. Disguising himself as a 13-year-old. I'm like, how is he pulling this off? clearly was not the case. So, what's up, Lynn? Hi, Moose and Breezy. If you're a person that eats meat with every single meal, then I pretty much know everything I need to know about you and your personality. There, I said it. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm very confused.
I feel like
just trying to get protein in, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like Lynn is being super judgy this morning, but that's okay.
That's showbiz, baby.
That's what this segment is for.
Caitlin's here. She said, old dogs are cuter than puppies. There, I said it. Yeah, I guess. I'm not a dog person. We say this every day.
Do you think that grandparents and people in their 90s are cuter than babies?
Oh, I think they look the same.
Yeah, that's true.
Amanda's here. She said, honestly, Tully's tenders are not the best. There, I said it. Way to call them out on the carpet. Wow. That's, I don't agree with her. I love Tully's tenders.
Tully's? I haven't been there since probably 2009.
Yeah, you should probably go back. It's pretty good stuff.
Oh, man. That's a flashback. Let's go over to Chuck. Good morning, guys. I just wanted to text in to say the glass isn't half full. The glass is half empty. There, I said it, or whatever. Thank you so much, Chuck. We appreciate the text, buddy.
What?
It's very nice.
I don't understand what's happening here.
He's not a really positive guy this morning. We'll just say that much.
Oh, my goodness. Mine for today is this. I think that the mini packets for condiments are absolutely useless. And I think we as a society are not minimalistic enough to handle the mini packets of ketchup, the mini packets of mayo, the mini packets of hot sauce. I get what they're trying to do. I get they're trying to restrict. But in the end of the day, I think it's just a waste of plastic. There, I said it.
Is it every break room in America that has their crappy fridge covered with those condiments? In one special drawer. It's like 20 years old. It's so gross to me. Like, go to work. Go into the break room at work. I don't care where you work. And open the fridge. I'm telling you right now.
I mean, half of them aren't even in the fridge. They're just in the drawer.
Or the drawer. Taco Bell hot sauce. Ew, it's just, you never know how old it is. Not that, I mean, you could definitely get away with ketchup and mustard and not expiring, but the mayonnaise that's sitting around? No, thank you. The new Beetlejuice movie sucks. There, I said it. I can't compare it to the... It cannot compare it to the original. I wish Hollywood would stop trying to remake so many classic films. Well, that's never going to go away. Speaking of, I really do want to see the new Beetlejuice. You saw the original, right?
Yeah, I was literally held at gunpoint. I had to watch it.
Who, your girl?
I had to watch it for the show.
Oh, that's right. Like, such a classic.
Years ago. Like, oh my God, what are we doing here? Why is he wearing a jail jumpsuit?
Not a fan, huh?
Not really.
Well, our listener Andrea's texting in. She goes, I love how all the car thieves in the city act so big and bad, but all of them wear ski masks. You guys are a bunch of low-life losers who all need to get a real job there. I said it. Andrea, did your car get broken into as well? Join the club.
This person says, you're a jerk if you stop the elevator doors from closing so you can get on. There, I said it.
I 100% agree. There's no reason to delay everyone already in the elevator from getting to where they need to get to just because you want to wait. You don't want to wait for the next one. That happens all the time. You see it all the time.
I agree. I mean, if it's there.
I know. If it's a packed elevator, I don't know. I'm not that person.
This person says, circus peanut candies are actually really good. There, I said it.
Circus peanut?
Candies.
Never had them.
And then, oh my God, this person says, I'm 100% Italian, and I absolutely love Olive Garden. There we go.
That's going to... You should go with my uncle.
When the moon hits...
I told you about the time that you came to dinner at my parents. My aunt and uncle show up from Italy.
Mm-hmm.
We have a beautiful dinner that my mother made. And the very next night, my uncle takes him to the Olive Garden. I was like,
oh dear.
Why would you do that? It's his favorite place. A guy from Sicily, who would have thought? Let me go over to Steve real quick before we wrap it up. Sup, guys? It's Steve from Webster. Found out girlfriend cheated on me with a guy who claimed was a good friend, and now I'm officially single. Can you guys do me a huge favor and let Stephanie know she's a manipulative, cheating liar? Thanks. Have a good day. You already did it, Steve.
It's always Stephanie.
It's always a Stephanie or a Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Or Samantha.
That's crazy.
I'm so sorry to happen.
Or a Jessica.
Sorry that happened, Steve.
Wow.
What comes around goes around. What's done in the dark will come to light. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Steve. Hit us back, buddy. We'll take you out to, I don't know.
A beautiful dinner at
Oxford's.
maybe not.
We'll really class it up for
not
you, buddy.
After what happened last night. Yeah. Oh, dear.
98PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.